Hello, friends. Welcome to day 6 of Lent as we continue our reflections on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. Once again, they're hard-hitting, but this is what stood out to me today. God heals those sinners who have goodwill. He pardons their sins, but he cannot pardon their determination to go on sinning. I think that's just common sense. Why would we expect God to forgive us if we just want to continue on with our sin and not change our life? So this, I think, is just a reminder. Whatever we confess in the confessional is because we have a desire to change our life. Janelle?
Along those same lines, he goes on and he says, "As a dog that returneth to his vomit, so is the fool that repeateth his folly." So it's folly. It's like craziness for us to keep going back to our sin. And I've done this so many times. And another thing that really stood out to me is how God is patient in giving us our consequence in some ways. "For because sentence is not speedily pronounced against the evil, the children of men commit evils without any fear." A lot of the time it's like, oh, well, I can get away with this. I can get away with this. I don't see how this is really impacting my life. When we get more and more into a deeper prayer life and we learn more about the saints, it convicts us to live a better and a holier life.
"Would you, for such transient enjoyments, risk your money, your honor, your possessions, your liberty, and your life? No, you would not. How then does it happen that for a miserable gratification you risk your soul, heaven, and God?" What a great point. Have you ever been in a deliberation over sin? You're tempted, and then you deliberate over it. Should I or should I not? Should I resist? And there's that moment of tension. What are we really risking? Well, if it's a serious sin, it's our eternal soul. And would I risk my family, my house, my reputation, my savings for a brief moment of gratification that is sinful? Obviously not. Yet how much more I risk when I deliberate over sin that is serious? I think that's just a great meditation, a great thing to consider.
And at the very end, St. Alphonsus wraps up with this beautiful line, and it actually almost just brought me to tears because I feel like I need deeper conversion. I know we all do, but I really do feel like this reading is convicting me. "What do you say? What resolution do you make? If after reading this, you do not firmly resolve to give yourself to God, I weep over you and regard you as lost."
It's almost like the heart of a broken father crying out to his children, "Come back home, come back home."
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't believe St. Alphonsus wants to lead anyone to despair. The opposite. He has been so touched by the love of God that he sees sin as absolutely evil. And it cannot possibly bring any good into our life. And he's so convicted of this. And so he's urging us as children of God to come back home to the loving embrace of God. I hope you find these messages encouraging and motivating, not despairing, because that's not, I believe, the intent of St. Alphonsus and our intention of sharing this. It's to move us to the mercy of God, because we're in a penitential time, friends. And this is a time to turn from sin and look inside and say, how am I not quite right with God? Now's the time. So with that, please pray along the rosary with us. We'll have a link right up there. And hey, if you're blessed by this video, please share it with other people. God bless you.